friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Man who lived in an iron lung for 70 years has died, but left behind a legacy of inspiration. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Julie Provost. Paul Alexander, who was known as the man who lived in an iron lung for 70 years, died, leaving behind a legacy of inspiration. In the vast expanse of human history, some etched their mark upon the fabric of this life with unwavering resilience and an indomitable spirit. Paul was one of such luminary, a beacon of hope amidst the shadows of adversity. In life's journey, our bodies sometimes let us down, throwing unexpected hurdles our way. It's a tough spot to be in, feeling like our own selves are working against us. But let me tell you, there's a choice in these moments. We can either let ourselves drown in despair or rise up, pushing past those limitations with all we got. Paul Alexander, he's the kind of guy who chooses the latter. Despite his challenges, he didn't let it crush his spirit. Instead, he turned to his faith and hope in God, finding joy in everyday struggles. And you know what? That's the thing we can all relate to. Because life throws curveballs, and it's up to us to swing back with all our might. Paul's story reminds us that our strength isn't in our bodies. It's in our ability to keep going, no matter what. His journey began in the grip of polio, a merciless foe that stole his mobility at the tender age of 6. Yet in the face of despair, Paul's spirit soared. Encased in an iron lung, he defied the confines of his condition, breathing life into every moment with unparalleled courage. He became the only person to graduate high school at the age of 21 without ever setting foot in class. He then went on to become an attorney and practice law. There were periods of time when he was able to live outside of the iron lung. Even though it was short-lived, Paul continued to find the brighter side of life. For 7 decades, Paul's iron lung became a sanctuary and a symbol of his unwavering resolve. He remained steadfast through the ebbs and flows of existence, his spirit unyielding to the passage of time. Paul would share videos about his life in the iron lung with the world. With his body encased in the metal machine, Paul's head rested on a pillow. Within eyesight were inspirational mementos to remind him of the things that truly mattered, like hope in Jesus. His journey drew to a close after contracting COVID-19. Paul's legacy shone bright, illuminating the hearts of all touched by his story. Paul was set free from his body and transformed to be whole in heaven with Jesus at his side. Though he departed from this mortal coil, Paul's legacy endures in an internal flame of inspiration that flickers in the hearts of all who dare to dream. His resilience, courage, and unwavering faith in the face of adversity serve as a beacon of hope in a world often shrouded in darkness. Paul Alexander's life is a thread of awe and heartache, woven with the tender care of God's hand. In his journey, we find the echoes of his own triumphs and the promise of hope that transcends the confines of earthly existence. Let his story be a beacon in the darkness, guiding us always to seek out the light. Cherish each moment and never lose sight of the beauty surrounding us. As we navigate the winding roads of life, may we draw strength from Paul's legacy, continuing to hope and find joy in every step of the journey. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Devoted husband treats wife with dementia to the best day she can have every single day. Written by Adam Staton, read by Julie Prevost. Jim goes above and beyond for his wife with dementia, Maureen, striving to make each day the best day she can have, and his utter devotion is truly inspiring. Marriage is a lifelong commitment between two people who vow to remain together through the good and the bad. Part of the vows exchanged while standing at the altar includes a passage about remaining together through sickness and in health. Those are sacred promises, not to be taken lightly. When one man in Australia, Jim, said, in sickness and in health, to his wife Maureen, he meant it as demonstrated by his loving and moving actions. In a video posted on Facebook, Jim states that Maureen was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and vascular dementia 4 years ago. Every single day since her diagnosis, Jim brings Maureen down to their favorite cafe. Jim and Maureen also visit every day the beach where they had their first date and the place where they first held hands, according to the Manly Observer. My philosophy is each day I want to give Maureen the best day she can have, Jim said. That statement stems from when she came out of the hospital, and each day could have been her last. But that's not all Jim does for his wife. The video's narrator states that Jim noticed Maureen would quietly reach out for other people's hands. Most of the time, Maureen's attempts to touch or hold someone's hands would go unnoticed, so Jim created a t-shirt with a message to ensure people noticed. Following her diagnosis, Jim was told that Maureen likely would not make it another 4 months. However, Jim reveals that doctors told him that more than 2 years ago. What a beautiful and touching example of wholly committed and unconditional love. God bless this couple and Jim's efforts to provide love, comfort, and care to Maureen. 1 Corinthians 13:13. But now we still have faith, hope, love, these three, and the greatest of these is love.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.